The fitna of women is nothing like the fitna of anything else. Wealth, fame, status, title. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not saying to you, he said it. He said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. He's advising his companions. Fear the dunya and its glamours. وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء, and fear women. He said, فَإِنَّ أَشَدَّ الْبَلَاءِ عِنْدَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ فِتْنَةُ النِّسَاء. He said the worst test and affliction that the people of Israel were tested with is the test of women. Let's ponder upon this hadith. Are women part of the dunya? Yes or no? The Prophet ﷺ said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا, fear the dunya. Then he said, وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء, brand new sentence, and fear women. Why could he not suffice with fear the dunya? They're part of it as well. He didn't say فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا الْمَالِ. He didn't say فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا الدَّنَانِي. He didn't say فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا أَصْحَابَ السُّوءِ. He didn't say فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا الشُّهْرَةَ, fame. Why did, even though they are all from the dunya, why did he specify women? The reason is فَإِنَّ أَشَدَّ الْبَلَاءِ. إِنَّ is جُمْلَ تَعْلِيمِ. He's saying the reason why he's advising this. Why am I advising you to fear women? He said they are the worst of fitna.